I am Roslyn Grundy and I work for The Age and mostly for Good Food as the deputy editor of the print section of Good Food, and I'm the Victorian editor of the Good Food Guide.
Because I'm interested in food, the aspect I thought I would write about is about writing food reviews. Are the reviews that you do for either Good Food or for the Guide, are they anonymous or do we know who is writing them?
No, they're anonymous. So all of our reviewers book under an assumed name and they pay for their meal themselves and then they recoup that money from Nine, as it is now. And so when they review the restaurant, they could be Joe Blow or whoever it is. And then probably they would only reveal themselves after they have visited, when they ring the restaurateur to ask questions to verify factual details and that sort of thing.
Is there much pre-research work in going into restaurant reviews? Like, do they search the website, they're expecting when they turn up in the first place?
Yeah. The instructions that our reviewers are given are to read the previous years, because you don't want to be reviewing all of the same dishes as the previous year's reviewer did, for example, or making the exact same observations about the restaurant as the previous reviewer did. So reading the review from the year before, maybe that would help you also figure out if there's a signature dish that you probably should try or that sort of thing. We also ask them to read about the restaurant online, not necessarily other reviews to kind of colour your own judgment, but certainly to do some research on the restaurant's website. And then we try to order maybe a dish that will show the restaurant off at its best. So it might be their signature dish or what looks to be a signature dish if they don't have one. Maybe a dish that might test the kitchens. And we try and take notes surreptitiously, although, you know, in the old days, you'd have your little notebook under the table and you'd be trying to scribble notes quite discreetly and it was quite tricky. So you'd be darting off to the loo between courses to take notes and looked a bit odd, but that's what you had to do. Nowadays, you can just take notes on your phone because basically everyone else in the dining room's on their phone half the time as well. So having ordered all of these dishes and we try and eat everything and not draw attention to ourselves and not ask too many questions that make us look too obviously like reviewers, then we pay the bill and don't make any fuss and don't try and make out that we're big time reviewers or anything with, you know, that we've got tickets on ourselves in any way. We just try and be Joe Punter and then go out and then ring back maybe the next day, 2 days later or so, and ask all the sort of curly questions and that sort of thing. But we ask our reviewers to always remember that they're there to represent the public, not there to represent their cool mates or their, you know, anyone they're trying to impress. They are there as a member of the public and try and look at it through the eyes of would the public like this? Would our readers enjoy this meal? And try and put themselves in their shoes. When we've written our review, I mean, it's quite hard to encapsulate a whole restaurant experience into 160 words. So what we try and ask people to do, or, you know, ask the reviewers to do, is to kind of paint a snapshot of the restaurant at that time and try and evoke what it was like and give the readers enough clues about what it was like so that they can picture themselves there and decide then, is this the sort of place I would like to visit or not the sort of place I would like to visit?
Well, I'd like to thank you for talking to me. I'm going to stop the recording now because that's